So, it's the holiday season.
So boop-be-doop. A lot of all we've had on in this freaking house has been like the, you know, like the classic Christmas carols. Then the other day, because I really do, even though I'm Jewish, I do like Christmas carols. I said, Alexa, play.
Say that because now it's going to play in everyone's house.
Sorry, guys. I asked her, our friend, to play some like classic Christmas music, and it was all like little kids, like, it was like that, like choruses. But it was really relaxing. But Parker came out and she's like, what the f*** is this?
All right, well, see, warning. This is not for your kids.
Oh,
this,
sorry.
This is for adults about kids. In fact, today, as we get closer to Christmas, we're going to be talking a lot about, let's say, Santa's secrets and a lot of Santa Claus fun. So not for the kids.
No.
Don't you dare let us be the reason for something.
Just, okay. All right. You've been freaking warned.
Santa Claus, you're coming in a few days. Let's get ready.
What's your name?
Ow!
Who am I?
Are you ready? Richard!
Am I ready? What do you mean, am I ready? Stop it.
Let's hear those sleigh bells ring a ding 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 a ding do. Is that how it goes?
Yes.
Good.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. That's Keegan's like jam. Feliz Navidad and Jingle Bell Rock.
You know, what have you done for the Christmas season that has been a bit much? Anything? Have you gone to any event?
Yeah, we went to the zoo, the Bronx Zoo here in New York does a whole light show. So we went to that and like we got there. And of course, like, you know, the tickets are expensive and you go at night and it's like I had to leave during rush hour. And it was like a whole thing. And then we're there and like Keegan's going, where's the show? And I'm like, no, this is the show. You know, you just walk around and you're looking at like they do this like really, really cool stuff. And like he was like, it's time to go home yet. I'm like, every time the circus, no matter where I take him, is it time to go home yet? Why do I even bother buying tickets to shit?
By the way, to be politically incorrect for a second.
Yeah.
Do you remember Rocky brought Adrian to the zoo in Rocky 2?
I don't remember
the Rocky
movies,
but
I'll take your word for it.
Well, this is one of those like connect the dot things.
Okay.
In the first Rocky, Rocky's trying to figure out where to take Adrian on a date, and one of like the gangster goons was like, hey, Rock, take her to the zoo. Retards love the zoo. And it was very politically incorrect, but he goes, take her to the zoo. And then in the second one, Rocky takes Adrian to the zoo, which makes you think.
That he thinks Rocky that she's mentally challenged?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So that was before we didn't say the R word, which is like literally just made my heart drop when you said that. Because now it's like it's a vile word. But also, why did they think, why were they looking down on Adrian? Why were they thinking, what's wrong with Adrian?
I know. It was a meme I saw. And I'm like, oh, my God, I never connected the dots on terrible cinematic moment.
Do you know that my parents' wedding song was from Rocky? Do you know that about my mom?
Eye of the Tiger?
No, it was not Eye of the Tiger. It was like whatever the music was, it's just instrumental. Like at the end of like the movie, it's like this beautiful romantic music. That was their freaking wedding song. Isn't that bizarre?
The slowed down version of Gonna Fly Now?
Probably, like
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And you know both my parents, like, fairly well. Isn't that weird?
Actually, your parents are divorced, right?
Yeah.
But what's a Rocky song? There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut.
Oh, my God. Dude, you don't even know. Like, this holiday season is, like, destroying me. Look at my knee right now. Like,
That's how you earn Christmas presents?
No, I hate you. Oh. I did not. I have fallen 3 times in the past week. I tripped over a Thomas the Train that one of the kids left on the ground and went flying into a wall unit and smashed my face. Thank God I didn't like fracture my cheek. It's still kind of black and blue and hurting. I was looking at my phone when I was on an escalator and it threw me off because I forgot to step off because I was in like the middle of looking at something. And then yesterday, are you ready for this? Yesterday I'm walking the dog and as I'm crossing, there's like the old lady like school crossing guard and she's like, okay, you can go now. And I'm like furiously writing it like an angry email, which you should never do while walking the dog. Because then I tripped over the curb and Supermaned and fell and the little old lady had to help me up and I was bleeding everywhere. I was like, I'm fine. I'm fine. She was like, you're not fine. I was like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I've never been so bad. I'm busted. My hand's all busted.
An old lady had to help you up.
Yeah. Yeah, I've fallen and I can't get up.
I used to be a lot stronger.
Oh my gosh. Oh, well, yeah, it's been a hell of a season.
The holidays were a mess. You ever see a basketball game, Nicole? Another random reference you probably don't get. You ever see a basketball player touch the bottom of their sneakers?
For what reason? I guess I'm sure I have, but I can't think of
the
time.
Like when they're gearing up on defense.
To get the
moisture off their shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
I've been touching the bottom of my feet like I'm a basketball player a week now because we had a gingerbread house party that my wife put so much work into.
I saw. Well, that looks it must have cost a fortune just to get all the supplies.
She bakes trays of gingerbread and molds them into houses for 48 hours in preparation for this party.
Like, I'm thinking she's buying a million kits. That's real gingerbread.
Yes. Wow. We have barrels of gingerbread at the house if you want some.
Gosh.
But the kids that were all here making gingerbread houses would throw the sprinkles everywhere like
it's everywhere.
Glitter and magic.
Like confetti, yeah.
But I'm talking the sparkly sugar. It's almost of sugar.
Oh, yeah. So fucking everywhere. Just crunching around all over the floor.
Vacuums, power washers, those super fucking industrial mops. Nothing is getting it up where every 2 seconds I'm like, I got little pebbles in my feet.
But have you Dysoned? I'm just joking. The Dysons are the real strong, expensive ones. Oh my God. You also seem like a little bit stressed, like Coley stressed. Like you called the other night. Well, actually you texted, which scared me. You wrote, call me when you can. I wrote, is everything okay? Because I was in the middle of doing something and I was like, oh. And then you're like, no, I just want to say hi. But don't do that. That freaked me out. And you literally
call
just
me
want...
when you can is not a fucking frightening message. Like
it was to me.
If I said, Nicole, we need to talk.
Oh, that's another frightening message.
Frightening.
Yeah.
Call me when you get a chance. It's like, I know you're a busy mom. Fucking call me when you're not.
No, call me when you can. It's like, I can't bother you. Like, I really need to talk to you right now. Like, you called and then texted, meaning it was important that I call you back. That freaked me out. Maybe I'm being crazy.
Nicole's like, oh my God, is everything okay?
I did.
How's your family? Is work okay? I'm like, Nicole, I wanted to know if Lite-Brite is a good idea for a Christmas present.
Yes, and that's all it was. And then he's freaking out. He's like, I don't know what to get them. Like, what kind of presents did you like when you were little? Like, what were the old school toys that you liked? And he goes on this whole thing, and I feel like it stressed you out.
Well, here's what I hate this week. What I hate this week is the idea that, and I know I'm not alone, your kids have everything now. And it's not just that you spoil them. It's just, every time a friend swings by or a family member, they'll bring them something.
Goodie bags.
You know what, Nicole? You are in a different financial position than most people's parents were when they were born in the 80s or 90s or whenever. So, where your parents may have had to save for things, you and Matt do well. So you're like, yeah, sure. Like last night, we were at some little Christmas walkthrough light event.
Yeah.
Emmy and Ben got these fucking meaningless little Christmas lights that you hold up. They're $20 each. My dad would have said, fuck that.
Yep. They have those at the circus, when I was there, and Keegan just wanted to go home. He's like, can I have one of those things? I was like, no, you want to go home. Why do you need one of these things? Those were $50. They were crazy.
The Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus light that you brought, that you bought Keegan, your dad and mom would have said, No, we're not getting a $50 light.
Not happening. The thing's going to die in an hour.
So, long story short is that my kids, I feel like your kids and everyone's kids, just has so much stuff. So I'm like, so what am I doing? Am I really just buying Christmas presents to add to the pile of stuff they don't even know they have? Like, I'll give you an example. Know what I found last night?
What?
You know Icebreaker, the little... Would you call it a board game? It's just a game, right?
No, but it's that in that you would find it. If you were in a store, you would find it with the board game. So we
The little white blocks of ice, the little chisels.
Right.
First of all, good luck thinking we have at least 80% of those little white squares still.
Yeah, well, that's at every game. I have half the pieces, every single
game. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I just going to buy... So if I buy Lite-Brite, does that mean I'm just going to be stepping on little light bulbs?
Yes. Yep,
if I buy...
Did it.
Fucking Lincoln Logs. Does that mean I'm just gonna be tripping over fucking wood pieces under the?
Yepper doodles.
But we have to do it.
You just do it anyways. It's like, I remember this year and every year. It's like I see something. I'm like, well, they like this. They're gonna like this. This action figure of it. And Matt's he's not going to play with that. Or she's not going to play with that. I'm like, get it. And they look at it and they're like, cool. And then literally put it down and stand up and walk away. It's like but you do it just because, like, for that moment of when they open it up, it's just like it looks cool, and then like they're done with it. Like, there's
I mentioned this before. I learned my lesson last year. We've been doing this podcast for a while, and
yeah,
if you remember, I was trying to find a rocking horse. I don't want to talk too loud. My kids are actually home right now.
Wow.
I bought a rocking horse, and do you remember Amazon didn't deliver it in time?
Yes. So, oh, I remember. And then you have to make up like a whole... Was that for her birthday or for Christmas?
No, for Christmas. So I found some dude on OfferUp that's like, I got to use one, see? So,
Yeah,
maybe at the corner of Ventura and Van Nuys, see? And I was like, all right, cool. And it's like $30. And I'm like, oh, then I felt guilty. I'm like, all right, I'll return the real one. Yo, she played with that shit for 2 days and never cared again, which means, ooh, aren't I glad I didn't buy the new one for $100-something?
Yeah.
So my point here, Nicole, is that all we're doing, and it's a good thing because you want your kids to feel fucking loved and you want to give them nice things and, you know, kids love shit. You're really just buying more toys to add to the pile of things. Yeah. Like I asked you, from our childhood, what do you remember? You're like, they still make Shrinky Dinks. I'm like,
Shrinky Dinks.
That sounds fun.
It is fun. But once you play with it once, you should probably just toss it, because then, like, you're like, okay, we'll do a next round like in like a few weeks, and you never do, and it just goes in the pile of bullshit.
Do they have color forms still?
Yes! All of these things. They have all this shit. And like, well, that was really into that for a second. Also, you know, their kids are too young for it. Knock hockey. We just brought them. Did you used to play knock hockey?
Oh, yeah. I will fucking murder you in knock hockey.
I will fucking dominate you in knock hockey. You don't even know. We are having epic battles.
I do
here.
Like the. I'm the master of like that side
the
slap
flick.
Shot. Like a,
the flick.
Like, yeah. Like down the side where it's like.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So like, we're into like the things that you like when you were young. It's fun to buy those things, and it doesn't always translate. But the Shrinky Dinks, I'm telling you, will translate.
Well, I have one. I have a takeaway here, so it's okay. Not just venting.
Yeah.
Here's something you could do that one of my friends said, and I was like, this is fucking genius. It avoids a mess, and what it does is it teaches your kids some fucking good lessons in life, too. And it's, you have them count how many presents they got for Christmas and say, now let's take that number of old toys you have and give it to a kid that doesn't have toys.
Love that.
So it's a way of doing something good. Be like, now you got, let's say, 6 new toys for Christmas. So let's go through your toys and pick 6 that you don't want anymore, and we could give them to kids that might not be able to get toys.
And then that's like really like not losing out on what Christmas is supposed to be all about.
And it's
Rich,
the giving spirit. Rich. It's a good idea. It's with a good heart, and you get shit out of your house.
Win, 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 and triple, quadruple win.
I love it.
All right, so what I hate this week, we're just going to step away from the holidays for a second, because you know you're sick of hearing Christmas songs, so I'm going to give you your break, okay? So obviously most kids are out of school now by the time you hear this podcast, right? It's done. It's Christmas Eve, isn't it? Is today Christmas Eve?
Thursday is the day before.
Yeah!
It's Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas. Is it? Okay, Merry Christmas Eve. Yeah. Anyways, we're getting close. We're getting close to that.
Because Friday's Christmas Eve, and this podcast was released on Thursday.
Correct.
So it's Christmas. It's the double
All right,
it's Eve.
Eve. It's a double Eve. What up, Eve? Eve. All right. So heading into the Christmas week, it was pretty where we live. It like had like some ungodly warm weather. Like it was like almost 60 degrees for like a couple days. So the kids were back at the park. So Parker comes home one day, and she had gone with our nanny, because we only have the nanny 2 days a week so that we can get a couple things done. And she comes home and she's crying. And these boys that I've seen, they're one of the reasons that I loathe the park, right? I often talked about on Have Kids, they said, how much I don't like the park because I feel like I start like mothering everyone and I'm telling everyone what they can and can't do because I feel like nobody's watching them and everyone's being a fucking chaotic disaster. So she comes home and she's just like, these boys, I guess it's a group of boys that I've seen that I don't like, and they act really rough. They're the kids who I saw like throwing their scooters and bikes against the wall, and Keegan started doing it. I'm like, who are you and where are the people? Like, I was like, Keegan, you do this with it. I'm not getting you a new one when it breaks. Like, it's bizarre. So they're like older. They're like in fourth or fifth grade. But sometimes Keegan likes to play with them because they're the big boys and they are really nice to him. They're not so nice to Parker. Now, usually they're both very like protective of each other. But these kids, I hate more than anything, and I need to know if I was going to do the right thing. So she comes home crying.
Oh, trip them? Yeah, because there's been times where I wanted to trip a kid.
No, you know, I'll tell you what I wanted to do. So she comes home, they accidentally hit her with a ball and then started like pointing and laughing at her. And I'm like, that's not nice. Like really laughing and like not, Then the next day she goes, and I'm like, oh, just ignore him. Then the next day she goes, and they like called her fat. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm. She's seven. Like, we're doing that now. So
I'm so not sure. Knowing your husband, if your husband would take a laid back approach, or if he would want to murder someone too.
No, he was ready to go to the park that day, and guess who else was? Mama Bear. So he tells me when, because he gets them ready. I'm back in the studio for a little bit. This is before they sent us back home because of fucking Omicron. And he texts me these boys, like they called her fat and this and that. She was crying, and I was like, oh, I am done. I'm done. I will take care of it. Matt's like, don't do that. He was like, I want you to, but don't do it. I'm like, yeah. So I pick her up from school, and I'm like, you guys want to go to the park? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, we're gonna go. And I'm gonna tell you something, Parker. I was like, we're gonna go. And I was like, you have two choices. You can either go up and you can deal with these boys and how you wanna get them back, / tell them that you don't like the way that they're treating you. Yeah, I'm like putting revenge on the table for her. Like tell them the way you don't like them treating you. Or I'm going in and I'm gonna give them a piece of my motherfucking mind. I'm gonna find their parents and the goddamn caretakers, and I'm taking them all down. And she was just like in tears again. She was like, please, mommy, don't. Please, God, don't. And she was like, I don't want to go to the park anymore. And I was like, okay. I was like, then you need to promise me there's going to be no more tears, and you're going to either do something about it, you're going to walk away, you're going to stay away from them so this doesn't happen in the first place. Because I feel like she keeps asking for it. Like, she keeps going around them in hopes that they'll be nice, and they're being dicks. But like,
O'Doyle rules.
O'Doyle. I'm dealing with a bunch of fucking O'Doyles.
O'Doyle rules.
I like, that's what I felt like. I mean, I tell me what you would have done, and did I like do the right thing? Like, would I have been wrong to march into that park and like, I don't know, like give him a bit and then go and be like, if you go near my fucking daughter again, I will fucking end you. Or be like the girl on what's her name, Leslie Mann in This Is 40, when she's really mean to that kid and tells him he looks like Tom Petty. Remember that clip?
Did you make a hot list? And not put Sadie on the hot list?
She was not on my list, no.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make my own hot list. And you know what? You're on the not hot list. How does that feel?
Doesn't bother me. I'm comfortable the way I am.
Maybe you shouldn't be so comfortable with yourself. You know why? You look like a miniature Tom Petty. How's that feel, huh? You think that haircut's cool? It's not. Looks like you put your Justin Bieber wig on backwards. You still comfortable with yourself?
I do remember that. by the way, you are dealing with a couple O'Doyles. If people don't know that reference, Billy Madison, but Sandler uses O'Doyle references throughout all his movies.
Okay.
What would I have done? I would have planted drugs in the kid's bag and then called the police and had them arrested. No, I don't.
No, but like I wasn't gonna like go beat them up, but I wanted to go up and be like, hey, listen, I know nobody's coming and telling you that your behavior is not okay. Go near my daughter one more time, breathe near her, speak near her one more time, and you're going to be fucking sorry. I guarantee they'd stop. But she says they would have been meaner to her when I wasn't there.
I would say that's a bit much. I would say...
That's a bit much.
I mean, can you rationalize? Can you speak rationally with a little boy? I don't know. Can you have gone up to him and said, hey, listen... I don't know if you realize you're being really mean to other kids on the playground.
You're so annoying. You're so mature, Rich.
Me?
I don't know if you realize it, but your behavior is hurting other people's feelings. You're probably saying the right thing.
And then if they don't respond, that's when you get petty and weird and fucking crazy.
Then you go Leslie Mann on their ass. Oh, God.
Listen, I've told you. I've been on playgrounds where... There was a little boy. I was in Texas, and there was a little boy on the playground. Emmy was climbing up the ladder, and like she was so proud that she did it. She's like, "Daddy, I did it!" And I saw some little kid like mock her that she was proud of herself for doing it. And I wanted so trust me, I feel like I wanted to fucking strangle the kid. I was like,
"Oh my God,
yo, what would happen if I took this kid and threw him off the top of the playground?"
Yeah, like I wasn't threatening violence. Well, I guess I was gonna threaten violence. I wasn't gonna actually be violent, but I was gonna give him peace of my mind because I don't think anybody's even saying stop what you're doing. So why was gonna be the stop what you're doing, bitch?
Every parent that has seen a bully kid running around the playground like sort of wants to stick out their foot and be like, please, let me just trip this
Anyways, Parker, true to Parker form, took care of itself. She's staying away from them and says they haven't come near her since. So I think it was more her trying to like play with them and they were being dicks. But I have a feeling, Doyle rules is not over.
Nicole, you do know if your daughter follows in your footsteps, she'll end up dating all those O'Doyles on the playground.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that, but like 100%. Like Matt
the bad
was
boy.
1,000,000% O'Doyle. Like he was one of those assholes. So it could happen. And let's just pray she doesn't end up like me in that respect.
But those boys in the playground are just like Daddy. They're funny but mean.
They're just so fun. I have so much fun with them. Oh, God, that's what I said. He's just so fun. Just who knew what bad news he was. Anyways, all right, let's go. That was a lot of, like, anger. My blood's still boiling from thinking about those assholes. Let's get back into the holiday spirit. I don't know whether you texted it to me or I texted it to you. A million people texted me this clip. It went viral on TikTok because I think we all have our moment, except for me, because I'm Jewish, where you realize that Christmas was getting ruined a little bit because Santa wasn't real. Right?
By the way, do you love that song, Lonely Jew on Christmas from South Park?
I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew on Christmas. Who sings that? Cartman?
No.
Who was it?
No, Kyle is Jewish.
Kyle's Jewish, right.
Yeah.
I do actually love that song. It's actually a really great jam. We also played Adam Sandler, speaking of O'Doyle, we just played his Christmas song, like the original, or his Hanukkah song for the first time for Parker and Keegan, and they thought it was the greatest song they ever heard and didn't stop singing it. It is an amazing song.
It's funny is that I told you I went to that holiday light display out here in Los Angeles in Calabasas. The whole thing's Christmas lights. There's one Hanukkah display, and as you pass it, they Adam Sandler, the Hanukkah song, on loop.
On loop? It's the only Hanukkah song. It's either that or Dreidel, Dreidel,
Put
Dreidel.
On your yarmulke.
It's time for... Okay, so anyway, so this clip, it's not great audio. We will describe it, but here's the clip.
Yeah, take a listen.
Alexa, can the reindeers fly?
No, caribous cannot fly.
Santa Claus is not real?
I, for one, Alexa doesn't know what she's talking about. Santa is real.
How? Reindeers make the sleigh fly. And the reindeers fly, but reindeers can't fly.
All right, well, Alexa's an idiot.
So, what did... It is, if you have not seen this clip, please go look at it when you're done listening to this podcast. Obviously, finish this episode of Have Kids, they said. But go on TikTok and literally just look at reindeer flying. This dad is sitting, relaxing on his couch. This little boy is playing with Alexa like all of our fucking kids do. And it's like, Alexa, can reindeer fly? And she's like, no, reindeer cannot fly. And does it in her fucking obnoxious, know-it-all Alexa voice. And the dad, when you see how fast the dad's head whips around and like he is going into like survival mode. Like how am I going to, he is triaging. Oh, how am I going to fix
it? She doesn't
this?
Know.
He was like,
she's
no,
a liar.
Alexa doesn't know what she's talking about. Cause the kid is like, Santa's not real. Now again, I am Jewish. Matt told me he realized or discovered Santa wasn't real when he was 9. Parker's only 7. She'll be 8 in March. She says the kids at school are already telling her Santa, it's not Santa, it's us, which kills me. I think that's probably because of the internet. Do you remember when you learned Santa wasn't real?
Way to go, detective. Of course it's the internet.
The internet really seems to have fucked up the magic of Santa.
Man, what has changed the magic over the last 25 years? Let me put my thinking cap on. Yeah, the fucking internet. Yeah, it's ruined everything. Hey, I wonder why teenage boys look at porn. I don't know. The internet? Like, come on.
And not like nudie magazines anymore. Yeah. They can just go to Pornhub.
The internet's ruined a lot.
No, the internet's.
Well, let me tell you, I feel like if you could get your kid to double digits, that's like the unrealistic goal. It's the unrealistic goal. Like if you could get your kid like even speculative at 10, like, well, I'm not quite sure. Like that's the goal.
Well, Parker started getting really investigative. She was like, I mean, but have you ever really seen him? And I was like, well, honey, I never had a chance to see him because he didn't come to my house. Woe is me. But I said, Daddy was in your aunt's bed sleeping the night before Christmas waiting for him to come. And she swears, and he swears that they heard those reindeer like land on the roof. And she was like, oh. So she's like in between. Like she still really wants to believe us, but there's too many kids telling her the opposite.
Well, there's a lot of kids that continue to believe because they think the presents will stop if they let on.
Or they pretend to believe. They don't believe, but they're like,
I'll get more presents if I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you how most kids find out by a parent fail.
Like presents in the closet or like under the bed.
Or an O'Doyle. There's two.
An O'Doyle.
It's usually a shithead kid at school. You know, the folks that don't celebrate any holidays? Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay, so they don't celebrate birthdays, holidays. You're right.
But they knock on your door every so often.
They do. They love to come and say hello. I don't think I had any when I was in school, but yes, you were correct. There are Jehovah's Witnesses.
There was one kid that was. Like, he couldn't participate in anything. We were in the lunch line, and this is one of my favorite stories just because it's, like, looking back, like, hilarious. So this kid, the Jehovah's Witness, is not a big kid. He's, like, a little scrawny, nerdy kid. And the big bully that was, like, the athletic kid, like, superstar little league kid, Pop Warner football, like, the big kid, his name was Rob.
And Rob was talking.
And Rob was talking about all the Nintendo games Santa was going to bring him. And, you know, Santa might even bring me, like, the Power Glove. Or Santa's going to bring me all these race cars. Amazing. And the little kid goes up to Rob and said, "You know, there's really no Santa." Rob goes, "Yes, there is." And punches this kid in the face out cold.
Oh, no.
This kid fucking drops. Probably, I'm guessing like third or fourth grade.
I gotta tell you something. That is some serious commitment to Santa.
To the ground. We're talking like the kid that was hitting home runs in Little League. The beefy kid walloping the little scrawny. But you know, there's really no, boom, out cold.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And I think the teachers were like, "Well, what do you want us to do?"
I mean, he kind of deserved that punch. Well, yeah, and I think it's all in the way. And at that age, they're kind of like, they're all little fucking assholes. So they all want to be right and that they know something that you don't. But like, if a kid is like questioning it with Parker, if like someone was like, "Dude, I don't know. Like, I'm sorry. Do you think he's real?" Like, kind of questioning it. That's understandable. It's the outright, like, "Santa's not real." They all deserve to be knocked out. I agree.
Now,
that kid did the right thing.
Once Parker does, sadly, connect the dots and you feel like, oh, life is getting, you know, she's getting
older.
Matt
started crying the other day. I saw him. I looked at him when I said that, when he heard that she said that. And I said, "Are you crying?" He goes, "I just can't believe it's like almost over. Then we only have one that believes." Like, he just was really upset about it.
So I'm gonna send them Trace Atkins. "Y'all gonna miss this. Y'all gonna want this back."
Oh,
I'm gonna send Matt a little nice video today. By the way, when she does connect the dots, though, another lesson learned here on Have Kids.
Here we go. It's a very touching episode.
She needs to become part of the fun, like
the magic,
Parker,
for Keegan.
You're a grown up now.
Yes. And she'll let love
her
that.
And let her own that, because I know Parker's personality and she will love being like part of the fun.
And I'm not gonna lie, this is wrong, but I'm allowed to say this. I kind of wish that he was real, because like, I think it'd be cool to, like, I don't know.
Are you high right now?
No, I just feel like it'd be cool to say, like, just for novelty. Just like, yeah, I'm saying that all.
Oh, yes, real. Bitch asses. You know how I found out? Just to round it out, I found out because my parents got sloppy.
Yeah, it happens. You get tired. It's an exhausting process year after year.
You know, little things like, so wait, you're trying to tell me, like, Mom, you use the same wrapping paper as Santa?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's sloppy.
And then, like, there's a lot of different wrapping papers. Are you telling me, like, you picked out the same one that
or
Santa did at
CVS? Or Santa's handwriting
looks
a lot like Dad's.
That was everyone's bad trick. Because I was like, you know, you start to see, you know, you see Mom's handwriting on permission slips to helping you with your homework. You don't see your dad's handwriting much. But then when you're older, you're like, well, let me go to Dad's desk in his room.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. How does, Dad's handwriting is Santa's handwriting.
I know.
Ah, that's one of my final.
Yeah. Womp.
So be fucking crafty. Don't take your foot off the gas.
Fucking blow it.
And don't be that you're a real shitty parent if your kid's like four and they're like, I'm done.
All right. So, I mean, I think we should tell everyone now that this is like, we're approaching the end. This is going to be the last episode of 2021. Is that sad? It's sad. We also have to say goodbye to our amazing producer, Kelsey. We love her so much and she's leaving us. Oh my God. We love her and appreciate her. And we are wishing her all the best in her new endeavors.
Kelsey, you know what makes me, what I'm going to miss most, not only is that, Kelsey, you're just easy to be around, and I love talking to you every week, but It's just the fear of knowing the next person's not going to be you.
Yeah.
Gives me more anxiety than actually losing you.
Is anybody going
to be scrolling through their phone instead of listening to you?
Yeah. Are they going to be as patient with your ADD? Are they going to be as, you know,
Well, they fucking better be, right?
I mean, I hope.
Anyways, we could not have launched this podcast without Kelsey, and we love you, Kelsey, and we're going to miss you so much.
I'm just so happy that you've got a great opportunity. When people get great opportunities, like, I always applaud it. Even if you're personally bummed, it's like, well, fucking great. Make it more money. Go get it, girl. Like,
so we're
going to
end on that note. We're going to end our last episode with Kelsey, and we will revamp and revisit you guys in 2022. Hopefully things get a little bit better. But yeah, so this is our send-off, okay? So hopefully you guys enjoy it and you enjoy your time with your family the rest of the year. But we're not going to leave without making you laugh a little bit more, okay?
Hopefully you don't get Omicron for Christmas or Omicron
for Christmas.
That's
great. Just to put that in the universe. Thanks, Rich.
Open a box. Oh, what's in this one? Oh, COVID. Sweet. And now we all got it.
You're such an ass.
All right, By the way, I feel like I'm living the most casual lifestyle ever because I'm vaxxed. And I had the vid, so I'm like,
I mean, people are getting it more than once, but it's definitely rare. Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. All right, it's time for Top That. I'm going to let you start.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Is it good?
So Sarah and I went to Emmy's first school event ever. This was the first, event. So,
like, where all the parents sit and watch kind of thing?
All the parents out there. Yo, I'll tell you what. We were sizing up other parents. Not in a sexual way, but we were like looking.
You probably were. Maybe not
maybe,
Sarah.
Maybe a little. But we were looking at all the other parents like, ooh, are some of these potential friends? We're looking around the room and you start making eye contact with other parents that are thinking the same thing. Like, all right, you look like a cool parent. All right, you look like a cool parent. And it's such a weird vibe because all these cute little kids, they are.
Was this like a holiday sing? Like Mark used to do a holiday sing?
A holiday play with little songs. And nice. They did The Grinch.
Aww.
And it was like the 3-year-olds, then it was like the 4-year-olds, then it was the pre-K, and it was like all like 3 to 5 year olds, 3 to 5 year olds essentially.
Nice.
And they're all singing The Grinch, and Sarah and I are looking around, we're looking at the other parents, we're like, oh, there's a couple like cute moms and cool dads, and like, all right, maybe there's some people here like that we can hang with, because you know, you and I have talked about how we have no parent friends.
I know. And so, you're just like dying for them, like you're desperate at this point.
I gave a couple fist bumps, a couple bro hellos to a couple of the dads.
Oh, you did the bro hello?
Yeah.
Wow, it doesn't get cooler than that.
And I told Sarah, I was like, look at you. You're the hot mom, Sarah.
Oh, she is. She's so freaking beautiful. It's annoying. She annoys me. She's so pretty.
So I was nervous because I was like, what's Emmy going to be like? Because, you know, my wife's a little shy and I'm sort of not.
Like, sort of not?
And Emmy, I'm like, Emmy, Are you going to be nervous up there? Like, you know, I don't want you to be scared. Like, but, you know, have fun. Just be silly. Yo, she was the fucking ham of the whole show.
Okay, so she got more you in her. That's great.
I was like, you go up there. Don't be timid. I'm like, you fucking sing, kiddo.
Yeah.
I was like, when you're singing, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Like, don't be shy. Like, you look out into that crowd and you sing. And Nicole,
what was she doing?
You're like, people were like giggling because she was so
feeling it. She was feeling herself.
Other kids were just like, you know, like wobbling back and forth, like, you're a mean one. Emmy was like pointing at the Grinch.
Was she doing the ear, like the ear hold, like the Mariah Carey, like trying to hit the high notes?
No, not quite there. Hold on, Emmy. Emmy. Emmy.
Mama.
Come here, buddy. I was telling them.
What's up, MA?
I was telling them how good you were at your school play. Can you sing a little bit of Mr. Grinch? Sing it.
You're mean, man. Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. He's cutting as a character, as charming as a heel, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, kid, dominated that. Wow. Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Buddy, go, you're going to get many Christmas presents.
I can hear her passion. I can see her up there just screaming to the crowd.
Yeah, she was.
I hope you have a video. Can you share a video when we
promote
this?
I'll share a video.
Instagram?
It's like on a whole new level how fun she was. You can close the door, buddy.
Okay.
I love you.
Oh, you're so cute. So this is okay. So this is a perfect example. This is a good way to go out in theater. As you've gotten to know Rich's family and my family and the differences in their ages and the differences in them, this is a perfect just division of what Rich is dealing with Emmy and what I'm dealing with Keegan.
Oh boy.
I pick him up from school last week. Yeah, you're not going to believe it. Actually, you are going to believe this. Pick him up from school last week. And I'm like, they see me. And so they're like, okay, Keegan, you go. Like, once they see the parent. So he comes down and she kind of gives me like the little finger, like, come here. And I go up and I was like, is everything okay? She goes, yeah. She goes, you know, we love him. She was like, I just have to tell you this because we were dying. And I was like, oh God, what the fuck did he say? Did he show his dick? Like, what did he do? He's Keegan, what's right? So she said, we're going around the room talking about all of our favorite holiday songs. And I was like, oh, like I know like all the ones that he like loves. And I'm like, oh, what did he say? She said, well, he started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99. Sorry, I sound like I have emphysema. Take one down, pass it around, 99. And then he was so excited at the reaction that he got. BT dubs, that's not a holiday song, nor is it an appropriate song for a kid to sing. He got so excited that every time once they left him and they moved on to the rest of the kids and what their favorite song was, he kept interrupting and singing it. So they all.
Oh, 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
And she said we couldn't get him to stop. So we just all started singing it, the kids included, and we turned it into like a math lesson because we kept losing one bottle of beer. And she said it was just the most amazing thing ever. And I was like, I don't even know how he knows that song. I don't think I've sang that since I was like, like a kid. Like,
hey, maybe we could change it. 99 Capri Suns in the fridge. Oh, 99 Capri Suns.
I just know she's like looking at me like, oh, it's so cute. But I'm like, she's judging me. Like, she's like, your kid is a fucking demon who drinks beer. And like, little does she know that like in my house, I mean, I guess this is my fault. Like if there's a random glass or cup and one of them is thirsty, they pick it up and look at me or Matt and always say, is this water? Because often it's not.
Oh.
Every time.
Oh, boy.
Every time. Well, I mean, they have slammed down some things that they should not have, and they've learned their lesson. So
I'll make sure to put that on my holiday mix, 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
All right.
I have one last question for you because this is something we'll get into in a future episode. But when do you know when to totally encourage your kids versus like you don't want to be like stage mom or stage dad? Like you always talk about how like Keegan's like sort of like way into like entertaining. Like what if he's the next fucking Bruno Mars or what if Emmy's the next Taylor Swift? Like how do you not become stage mom or stage dad?
We had that. Matt veers towards that more than I do. Like when she had her first gymnastics meet, which by the way, she got first in floor and second in beam against like almost 200 girls. So that was pretty amazing. She's just starting, but he was getting like that, like pulling her aside. And I was like, Matt, she's 7. Like, just let her have fun. If anything, you're going to get her crazy. And so every time she like came off, like, you know, from performing or whatever, doing her event, I was like, that was awesome. Just go out there and have fun. I think you should encourage, but like, you just can't get that serious because they're still young. Maybe once they're old enough that you can do something with it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know, but I'm saying like, all right, like if Emmy grabs her little guitar and she starts like humming things and I'm like, what's that? She's like, oh, just a song in my head. I'm like, what if she has songs in her fucking head?
No. I think you know, like a Taylor Swift. What if she's a savant like Taylor Swift?
How do you not know? What if it's like,
because
what if
I think it's
she's the next Katy Perry?
I think it's legitimate. Like, I think Taylor Swift, like you hear stories, like, you know, you and I interviewed Taylor Swift when she was like a baby. Okay, not a baby, but like 14, before she'd even crossed over to pop. And like her dad has told us stories like it was weird. The lyrics that were coming, like they were more mature and more complicated and complex than a child of her age should have been.
Do you know I made it on the BuzzFeed list of people that were mean to Taylor Swift?
Oh, wait, why? How? I don't remember.
Was
it when you were on the mashup?
Yes. And you and I, she was talking about one of her songs, and she's like, the lyrics are about a girl that's like a pain in the ass to date or something like that. And I was like, is the song about you?
We were in the SiriusXM fishbowl, and it was a big like.
And it was a funny light moment, but out of context, it was like people that have been mean to Taylor.
I was
like number 6.
Bravo, Rich. Bravo. All right, so I love you, and it's time. This is our last minute of the year. I feel so emotional today.
I know. Let's make 2022. Period. By the way, you see the meme where it's like, not one of you son of a bitches better say 2022 is your year. Let's go in slow.
Yeah, let's go in slow. There's a lot of things. Some people are saying it's the new Squid Games is trying to get to Christmas without getting Omicron. So hopefully, if you guys haven't, you know you're doing great. You're really
like
close.
I feel like by having the vid already, I'm missing out on the Omicron, like trying to dodge it.
Oh, stop. It's not a Squid Game. That's a meme. It's not fun.
Okay.
All right, do you have your minute?
I do.
Okay.
And it's actually, again, educational, because today is all about me passing around the lessons.
All right.
Lessons learned.
Well, let's get this up. All right.
What do you have, an egg timer? Come on.
3, 2, 1, blast off.
Now, for all the parents trying to create the magic around the holidays, not everyone has a fireplace or a chimney, right?
Right.
I do. Oh, I have a brand new beautiful. I have a brand new beautiful fireplace, but some might not.
Okay.
That I spent way too much money on. My wife saw someone on TikTok where it said, for the kids that don't have a chimney or fireplace and say, hey, mom and dad, where does Santa come down?
Yeah.
What you could do.
He comes through the toilet. I'm just joking.
Is you could get, he comes through the toilet like a snake. No. What you could do is you could get a spare key to your house and paint it red and decorate it and make it like, make the key a Christmas ornament, leave it on the tree and say, Santa, we leave that key for Santa on Christmas Eve outside to get in.
I love that. That's amazing. And that was exactly a minute. You've never done that before in your life.
Well, I'm a new man. I'm a new man. 2021.
Oh, I love that. Because I never thought about that. Not everybody has a fireplace. I love that. Yeah. Thanks, Sarah.
Well, all right. What do you got? Give me your minute.
Do you have your
clock? On the count? Of course I do. Right here. Stopwatch begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
So let's just keep on the road of 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Let's just keep on the I have a terrifying child and I don't know what I'm going to do with him road. We came home, I think just this week. We were back in the studio for 2 weeks. We were like, okay, things are going to be okay. And then they were like, go home. Things are not going to be okay because you are still an apocalypse. It is still the movie Contagion. Anyways, so we came back home. So like I'm in this fucking playroom where I've been doing the show for almost 2 years. And the kids are in the other room. And it's like, okay, we're doing this again. And I get up between songs, right? And I go in to go get myself some more coffee. And as I'm walking out, Keegan goes, hey, mommy. I'm going to Arizona to get some bitches. And I was like, what? Wait, what? What? I looked at him and Parker starts laughing. And what did I say to him? How do you know where Arizona is? And
that's your question?
I know. And I don't know why. That was the first thing I thought of. I was like, how do you know where any other state is? He was like, what about the fact that he said he's going to get bitches?
And by the way, good choice. I mean, in the college world, Arizona always had really pretty college girls.
Really pretty
bitches. They were
known.
They were known for like beautiful women. Arizona. Oh. So yeah, listen, your son's on the right track, is what I'm saying.
Fuck my life is all I can say. Okay, this is it. That's a wrap. Kelsey, I love you. We love you so much.
Yeah, we're gonna miss Kelsey, our producer. She really keeps us in line, and you know, sometimes. Sometimes a good supportive producer is underrated in life, isn't it?
But as she told Rich, because Rich was feeling really sad, as am I, she's like, I'm still going to exist. I'm not leaving the universe. I'll still be around. We can still be friends.
You're going to miss this.
Okay. All right. Enough. Anyways, we hope you guys enjoy Have Kids Days. We hope you didn't just enjoy this episode. We hope you've enjoyed all of our episodes this whole year. Go back and listen to us, like reruns. I'm sure there's some good stuff, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Reruns, like your favorite character from What's Happening.
That really just aged you really hardcore, dude. Like,
yeah,
hardcore.
It did.
But we love you guys, and thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed it, make sure you subscribe. And if you really, really liked it, which we know you do, please rate it, review it, share the podcast so other people can find us and the family can continue to grow.
You could find us on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or Stitcher. Kelsey is our producer. I'm Rich Davis. You can check me out on my Patreon, Covino and Rich. You can check me out on Fox Sports Radio, Sirius XM, on Hits One, Pop 2K, The Pulse. I'm everywhere.
I'm
like Omicron.
I'm Ron Burgundy. I always feel like it's weird to say that. My name is Nicole Ryan. I'm Nicole Ryan, and you can hear me weekday mornings on the Morning Mashup on SiriusXM Hits 1. And have kids, they said. It would be fun, they said.
Is a SiriusXM production.
SiriusXM Podcasts.